Hello everyone, I am Fabienne Brenet, Principal Investigator at the Cancer Research Center of Marseille in France, where I study the metabolic regulation of hematopoietic cells. Here I'm going to talk about a study in press in blood about the identification of N-acetylglucosamine or GlucNAC as a mast cell chromatin remodeling oncometabolite. So mast cells are immune cells that derived from hematopoietic precursors or local tissue resident progenitors. As sentinels of the immune system, their role is to orchestrate the immune system responses in defense against allergens and pathogens in tissues that serve as a barrier to the external environment, such as the skin, the lung, and the gut. They are also important effectors in allergy and asthma, and as such, they are the deadliest cells in our body, as no other cell reaction kills you faster than the mast cell anaphylactic shock. Increased reactivity of mast cells, but also proliferation, are typical features of systemic mastocytosis, or SM. SM are KIT-driven hematopoietic neoplasms, characterized by the excessive accumulation of neoplastic mast cells, harboring the D816V mutation in the tyrosine kinase receptor KIT in various organs, but mainly the bone marrow. SM ranges from indolent to leukemic, severe, and rapidly fatal forms with limited therapeutic options. So how can we stop mast cells to make us sick? Cellular metabolism controls cell function, yet little is known about the metabolic reprogramming in mast cells. Therefore, the aim of our study is to identify metabolic pathways that regulate mast cell effector functions and to determine if potential oncometabolites are responsible for SM severity. This study is the first step toward developing new strategies to leverage metabolic dependencies when existing KIT-targeted treatments fail. In the results section, you will find four panels describing our data. First, we found that plasma metabolomic profiles were able to discriminate indolent from advanced form of the disease. We identify GlucNAC as the most predictive metabolite of SM severity. Second, high plasma levels of GlucNAC in patients with advanced SM correlated with the activation of the GlucNAC-fed exosamine biosynthesis pathways in patients' bone marrow aspirates and purified bone marrow mast cells. This salvage pathway is activated during glucose deficiency and has pro-survival effects through the post-translational modification of proteins by glycosylation. Third, at the functional level, GlucNAC enhanced human neoplastic mast cell proliferation and promoted rapid health deterioration in a humanized mouse model of SM. In addition, in the presence of GlucNAC, immunoglobulin E-stimulated mast cells triggered enhanced release of pro-inflammatory cytokine and a stronger acute response in a mouse model of passive cutaneous anaphylaxis. Finally, mechanistically, elevated GlucNAC levels promoted the transcriptional accessibility of chromatin regions that contain genes encoding mediators of receptor tyrosine kinases cascades and inflammatory responses, thus leading to a more aggressive phenotype. In conclusion, GlucNAC is a oncometabolite driver of SM aggressiveness. This study suggests not only the therapeutic potential for targeting the GlucNAC-fueled exosamine biosynthesis pathway in SM, but also, more broadly, metabolic pathways in mast cell-related diseases to manipulate mast cells' effector functions. I'd like to thank all our collaborators and funding agencies cited below that supported this work, as well as you for your attention.